Eon Productions defends controversial casting of 11-year-old girl as James Bond. 28th of November 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Hollywoodland, USSR, that is. In the wake of the release of the new film Bond Face I for Inge, Eon Productions unexpectedly found itself having to defend its taking the James Bond franchise in a new direction. Gender-based existential criticism from a Marxist-Leninist bio-queer perspective. I don't know what that means either. Okay. Some Bond fans complained that this represented an ideological shift from the traditional Trotskyist bent of previous entries in the Bond series, but were most enraged at the surprising decision to cast an 11-year-old girl as James Bond. Alfred K. Radish, free-thinking, Wyman-leaning, mon-bio-queer post-transsexual movie producer, had this to say. The people who are launching false, immature, and childish attacks against our film just do not understand it. We can only assume they are not gay. I'm not breeder-phobic, I just think they shouldn't complain about the consequences of their lifestyle. They brought this upon themselves and are making false, slanderous comments about our film and oppressing people who don't fit into their narrow conception of genderized humanity. We are warriors, but our weapons are the open minds and hearts of post-gender-liberated Mons, Vimons, Mnins, and various subcategories thereof, rather than hate and fear. With this film, our deliberate, transformative, emotive, and evolutionary concept was to radically deconstruct the outdated notion of gender and identity in our emerging radical post-queer paradigm. This film challenges the anachronistic gender concept of today's action movie audience, making James Bond a powerful tool for identity liberation instead of an icon for fear and cringing gender-laden obscenity that epitomized the previous incarnations of the most despised Bond. This movie asks aching questions about why the world continues to refuse to let us be who we truly are, and forces our square pegs into unnatural round holes, and thinks we're the sick ones when they are the intolerant, hateful, and evil monsters who must forcibly be re-educated, even if we need to co-opt each of their precious pop culture gender-oppressive icons and turn them against this animal barbarism we are confronted with as radical post-gender humanins. The film itself, which was shot entirely in a defunct black box theater with a cast of unknowns for a budget of $700, has been a surprising commercial failure despite favorable reviews from several critics. One critic says, quote, the film's lack of success means we must try it again, with another franchise if necessary, until we have emasculated the minds of humanity. We will prevail against this battle against oppression of bioqueers, mons, womens, and womankind, until our view of gender is the only one that is acceptable for everyone to have, unquote. Despite the film's financial failure, reports are that Bond Face 2 is already in production. Preliminary reports indicate that an even louder metaphysical post-genderized scream at society. Critics and college professors eagerly anticipate the delightfully disconcerting unentertainment experience, but former Bond fans promise a boycott until the series is unrebooted. One frustrated fan in an online rant against the film that must have blown his mind into a million tiny pieces said, quote, James Bond is a fucking man, goddammit. What the fuck is this bullshit? Unquote. James Bond, a real spy who inspired the series, was unavailable for comment as he was having an orgy in outer space. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.